Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the NovaCare Complex. It's Eagles Live, and I'm Dave Spadaro. Wacky week here. It's Tuesday. It's 10:25, and we're on the air. This is one of those weeks. Well, the Eagles preparing for Thursday's game against the Kansas City Chiefs. We've got a great show for you today that we will kick off with Chip Kelly's press conference. Let's do it right now.
Chip, with three games in, I guess, 11 days, did you change anything as far as getting them off their feet, more in shorter practices, anything like that?
Yeah, we obviously had to make an adjustment this week. When you play a game on Sunday and you got to come back and play a game on Thursday, that's the one that really adjusts your schedule, just because you only really got three training days. You got Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then you got to go play a game. So we've adjusted the schedule. We were out yesterday. We'll never be out. No one is out on the practice field, training the day after a game, but we had to yesterday. Now we're trying to get into 2 days before the game mode. Tomorrow's day before the game mode, and then we got to go play. So we did adjust the schedule, but we knew it before the season started. So, and when you look at Kansas City, they're the same way. They went Sunday, Sunday, Thursday. We just went Monday, Sunday, Thursday. So we had an 11-day deal. They got a 12-day deal. So.
How about the game planning? Was there any work done prior to this week to put a game plan?
Everything was broken down, and we immediately came after the Chargers game. We came back to work that night. So our entire staff here was pretty late on Sunday night, putting the game plan together. It's kind of tough to game plan itself because you kind of get a lot of thoughts going around in your head of, are you game planning for the Chargers? Or you get that in down. Now all of a sudden we're starting to game plan for the Chiefs, but we haven't played the Chargers game yet. So our plan originally, and we stuck to it, was we immediately after the Chargers game came back to work on Sunday night. So.
What about your cornerbacks? We're talking about the relationship between a corner and a safety and knowing his tendencies and getting comfortable with him, whether he's vocal or not. And, you obviously are rotating Earl and Nate, which makes it difficult sometimes for the corners to get adjusted to each one. So do you think that might be impacting your defense at all in a negative way or hurting?
Well, I think it impacts everybody because we have all new starters everywhere. The only guys that played last year were D'Amico and Kendricks and Fletcher Cox and Trent Cole, and Trent's playing a new position. So, with a whole new staff coming in, it's going to be different. Kerry wasn't here last year. Kerry was with Baltimore. Pat Chung was with New England. So, when you have a transition – There are growing pains, and again, it's a change from a system, from a wide 9-4-3 to moving to a 3-4, and it's a change in personnel, and that's always going to happen. So, the only way you could not change it is if we kept every player that was on last year's team and ran last year's defense. So,
do you think by some point in the season you will have one of those guys, whether it's either Earl or Nate, just playing at least 75% of the snaps?
I don't predict the future. It's all up to them and how they play. One guy runs away with it, continues to make plays, and they'll continue to be on the field. But if we're not getting the production we need out of that position, to do it just for the sake of continuity sense doesn't make sense to us.
In terms of tempo, Chip, the between play mechanics, did you see what you wanted in this last game compared to the first game?
Yeah.
Other than calling the play, what's your communication with Mike throughout the course of the game in the headset?
In the headset? Yeah. It's really just calling the play.
Nothing about what the defense looks like or stay out of his
way. Now, because the defense isn't set up yet, so I'm not going to predict what I think they're going to have. I'm calling the play and we're getting lined up, so it's not, hey Mike, I think they're going to be, watch out for cover one, cover two, cover man, they may blitz, they may not blitz. I think you just, I can't warn them about everything. So I think, if you get into that, because they're not deployed, they haven't lined up yet, and we're trying to get our play in and let Mike get set. He has a pre-snap routine that him and Coach Laser work on all the time that Mike goes through and, locating the safeties and where we're going with things. So there's not a whole heck of a lot of communication except for what the play is.
Who's your challenge guy?
Pat Chung.
Chip, the one way helped you become more incorporated into the NFL in terms of talking to him? What advice has he been able to give you over the last couple months?
He hasn't given me any. I talked to Andy when I got the job, and he said to be yourself. I told him I had big shoes to fill, and he said, you'll do a good job. That was it.
You used most of the defensive secondary issues down to Nate Allen. Is that unfair to Nate in terms of pointing at one guy and saying, hey, it's not really concussive? This
oh, guy. Definitely. You know, pass defense is 11 guys. It's a pass rush. It's everybody being where they're supposed to be, when they're supposed to be there. So it's totally a team game, and it's never isolated on one individual player. So I know as a coaching staff, we're not that way. I know as a team, we're not that way. So
mostly 11 personnel in your first two games. What's kind of dictated that?
How defenses defend you? It's a good question. You know, a lot of time when you get to, you know, in the Redskins game and in some of the games, if you go to 11, then they're in nickel. You know, and so a lot of times it becomes a match game. What matchups do you want to be in? You know, what matchups, you know, do you think are more favorable to you? And that's really, you know, you're kind of looking at how people try to defend different formations and different sets to try to get tendencies in terms of how they're going to, you know, deploy their personnel. So sometimes you by your personnel can at least dictate what's going to be in the game. And I think that a lot goes into that thought process.
At the same time, has that kind of surprised you in, like, the first two games? You know, they've pretty much shown you the same – defense has shown you kind of the same formations as far as –
They haven't. No, the Chargers were different than what the Redskins do.
Still kind of, like, went more with the three wide receivers than, you know.
Yeah, but it's not because they were similar in what they did. It's just what we could elicit from them, so.
From a decision-making standpoint, strictly, how would you evaluate Mike?
I think Mike's done a really nice job. You know, he's protected the football for us, got the ball out on time. You know, we've had the ability, I think, because we could protect, take some more shots down the field. And he's done a really good job at distributing the ball. You know, I think we're at a pretty high completion percentage right now. I'm sure he'd want a couple throws back. You know, there's a few times where we could have been a little bit more accurate. But I think overall in two games, I'm happy where Mike is.
Do the Chiefs have any sort of advantage this week because Andy knows the personnel here so well?
I would think anybody that understands personnel. I mean, Andy was here for a long time with those guys, so if you know what they're good at, but he doesn't know our scheme, you know, so how we deploy those guys. So, you know, he may have some little ins and outs. I think it's just there's a familiarity. Obviously, he's familiar with Trent. He's familiar with D'Amico. You know, he's familiar with those guys, but the scheme defensively has changed. The scheme offensively has changed. The scheme special teams has changed. So I think from maybe just how fast a guy is or to – some of those things from a physical standpoint, I know he's probably got a real intimate knowledge of the guys on this team.
From your standpoint, because that time is squeezed down this week, is it important to kind of keep in the back of your head, maybe we should simplify, maybe we shouldn't overload these guys mentally because they only have 2-3 days to absorb all of it?
You overloaded me with that question.
Is this a week to simplify with all of your guys?
No, we don't look at it as simplify. We always try to put in a game plan. I know as a staff, we don't say, hey, we got a couple extra days. Let's put in more stuff. You know, we have an exact plan of what we're going to put in for the red zone, what we're going to put in. And we're always doing the same thing. And I think one thing you do is if we're going to add, then we're going to subtract. So we don't just keep piling it on. So we ran these plays in the red zones versus the Redskins, and then we ran these versus the Chargers, and now we ran these versus the Chiefs. You know, it's dialed back up. So we always have a scope of our offense that's available to us on a weekly basis. So when we do add, we do subtract. But you know, it wasn't a conscious, hey, let's keep this simplified this week. But it's the same every week. We want to make sure when we get to the game that our players understand when we're calling XYZ 27 that they all understand what XYZ 27 means. So
you look at what Brandon's doing. Brandon Boykin start the season in the slot because of performance, because that's where you needed him, or because you didn't have someone else better than him in that slot. It's a specialized position.
All of the above.
Is it possible that he could move out and stay in the outside for the entire season?
Is it possible? Yes. Is it possible that you would sit down at one of these press conferences? Is it possible? That's the only question I'm asking.
I have before.
Then that's a yes. So we're on the same page. No, is it possible? Yeah. It is possible, and it just depends on how we are. You know, we were put in a situation last week where Fletch got hurt, you know, and now our cornerback depth isn't what we probably want it to be right now. So, yeah, it's possible. Is that the ideal world? The ideal world is that Kerry and Fletch play the entire year for us and Brandon plays slot for us. Is that the reality in the NFL? I don't know about that.
Why would that be ideal if Brandon, let's say, is better than him?
I didn't say he was better than him. You're saying he's better than him.
I didn't say he was either. I said if he's better than him.
What did you say, though?
I said ideally it would be Kerry and Brandon.
This is just, for me, just an off-the-subject why hypotheticals never work. You know what I mean? Right now, Fletch is starting a corner, Kerry's starting a corner, and Brandon is our nickel. I hope they play great and get 17 interceptions, every single one of them.
Can you look at what Andy's doing?
when you look at what Andy's doing in Kansas City, you obviously saw what he did here. You look at the tape of the guys here. How much has he changed in that? How much has he kind of stayed the same when he...
He's added the pistol formation. You know, I think he brought Chris Alt in from Nevada, is on staff. You know, so they've run in some pistol plays. And I think that's playing to Alex Smith's strengths. I think Alex is a mobile quarterback and, you know, real smart guy. So I think that fits with him. So I think that's probably a little bit different. Some of the passing concepts are similar in terms of what he did here. But I think when you look at him specifically offensively, what they're doing is a little bit more pistol. Now, you know, it's not a whole – it's not their entire scope of the offense, but they've added that from that standpoint. And then defensively, they're radically different because, you know, they're running a 3-4 scheme and, you know, Sutt came from the Jets, so they're running that scheme. So that's different. But offensively, I think the one thing that's a little bit different than what he had done in the past is just the pistol stuff. And they ran some zone read stuff against the Cowboys.
What has made their defense so effective?
I think they've done a good job of matching their personnel to what they can do. Got an outstanding nose guard who's really playing very, very well right now. Two real good outside linebackers in Ali and Houston. They were a 3-4 team last year, and I think, you know, they stayed with that. But they've got some personnel on that side. Eric Berry, Brandon Flowers, Poe, Houston, Ali, Jackson. There's some talent on the defensive side of the ball. And Sutt is a really, really good defensive coach, and he's putting those guys in positions to make plays.
Brandon Hughes, is he going to be able to practice?
No.
Is he looking unlikely at this point?
I won't get to there, but I know he's not going today, so.
You have concerns about depth at that spot?
Yeah, we've had concerns since we got here with depth at the cornerback spot. So, you know, that's a big concern for us overall. And, you know, didn't have Brandon or in the first game, didn't have Fletch in the last game, and now Brandon's out again today. So,
maybe
he's coming along. You know, we picked him up after the cut down to 53. So I know those guys are working very hard with him, and Sean's working very hard himself. So, you know, we're hoping we get a chance to get him acclimated, but it's also not fair to him to throw him out in the field if he doesn't truly understand what we're doing and then expect him to make a play on a Thursday night or a Sunday and just turn around and say, well, we hadn't had a chance to cover that. But, you know, Sean's coming, and we hope we get a chance to get him involved here pretty soon.
Chip, I know you said that after Vinnie Curry.
It seems that Sean's playing in the middle of the field more than he did in the past. What convinced you he could play that type of role? Sean is playing in the middle of the field more than he has in the past. What convinced you he could be that type of receiver?
Again, I don't know what was asked of him in the past, but you know, the one thing I know about him is that he's really fast, he catches the ball extremely well, and he's a very difficult matchup. So as a coach, you know, he's extremely – it's a lot of fun to have a guy like that on your team when you're trying to figure out different ways to get him the football because he can affect the outcome of a game on the offensive side of the ball because he's such a dynamic player. So – didn't really spend a lot of time on how he was used in the past. Know what physical skill set he's had since we got a chance here to start working with him. And really excited about what he's done in the first two games and then how do we build upon that. So.
Does it have any meaning to you?
What's that?
With Andy coming in on Thursday, does it hold any meaning for you?
Yeah, I have great respect for Andy. I mean, he was a head coach here for 14 years. And if you're a coach in the NFL, anybody that coaches at one spot for 14 years, you know, you kind of look to them and say, holy smokes. And then you just walk down these hallways and look at the championships that were won here, the division championships, conference championships, and what he's done. And he's had a huge impact on this organization. I got a ton of respect for him. There's not a lot of guys out there in this profession that, you know, have carried themselves from a coaching standpoint when you get a chance to be around them like Andy Reid. And I got all the respect in the world with him. So it's exciting to get a chance to go compete against him, and should be a lot of fun.
Chip, know what you know about Andy, and you know, and you've mentioned all the wins and all that stuff, the championships, and knowing what you know about Philadelphia and the area, would you expect him to get a pretty good ovation when he gets the field?
I don't know any of that stuff.
What's keeping Vinnie Curry off the field at this point, and do you see that changing going forward?
Yeah, everybody's competing for positions on this team, and I think that's a difficult thing to do when you're cutting from 53 to 46 and who's active, who's deactive. So, you know, it's how we practice during the week. How do they fit into the game plan that you're putting together offensively, defensively, and special teams-wise to see if we can get a chance to get out there and compete in that 46.
All right, that is head coach Chip Kelly, and he obviously ready to go for the Kansas City Chiefs on Thursday. Dave Spadaro with you. We want to get some predictions from you, talk a little bit about the Chiefs, the return of Andy Reid, the halftime ceremony involving Donovan McNabb. Lots going on in a short period of time. And, of course, the most important thing is that the Eagles get back on the winning track after losing that heartbreaker on Sunday. 215-339-6709. Let's get you caught up on the headlines for this morning. We are again live from the NovaCare Complex. A short week means a schedule adjustment, not just for the players, but for the coaches. Coaches would normally, after a game, go and relax and, you know, get ready for their get their heads cleared for the next week. Instead, right after San Diego, the coaches came right back here to get ready for Kansas City. The defense, a work in progress, says head coach Chip Kelly. So many changes, 4-3 to a 3-4 change in personnel, change in coordinator, means there's going to be some learning curve here, and we are witnessing that as the Eagles up and down so far defensively early in the season. Michael Vick, a 119 quarterback rating, 4 touchdown passes, 2 runs. Yeah, head coach Chip Kelly happy with Michael Vick. And once again at halftime, make sure if you are at Lincoln Financial Field, you stay in your seats and enjoy the tribute to Donovan McNabb, his number 5 retired, and he has immediate induction into the team's Hall of Fame. And we will broadcast that, of course, live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Our game day coverage begins at 4:30 with a little webcast, a little mock interview here. Not a mock interview, an interview I'll be doing with Donovan in the auditorium. We'd love you to tune in at about 4:30. May start just a couple of minutes after that. Lots going on at Lincoln Financial Field on Thursday night. Let's take a look at what's happening. Reminder, by the way, that we've got the free Wi-Fi at the stadium. Worked very well in game number 1. Hispanic Heritage Night, McNabb Retirement Ceremony, the kickoff at 8:25. And once again, those who are coming down, new bag and clutch policy, clear bags in place. No exceptions. We congratulate Jennifer Rodriguez, recipient of the 2013 NFL Hispanic Heritage Leadership Award. A couple things going on in the Headhouse Plaza. B Street Band, Swoop, the Eagles cheerleaders, face painters, photo stations. Giselle Tavira will perform the national anthem. Dave Spadaro with you here. We take some phone calls on the other side, talk about the Kansas City Chiefs, get our minds ready for a big one on Thursday night.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Maybe I should get that.
Maybe you shouldn't.
Brian Urlacher?
I'm back to defend you from DirecTV's latest offer. With DirecTV, your bill more than doubles after a year.
Not cool.
And they lock you into a 2-year contract that could cost you over $3,000.
That's a lot of cheese.
That's why the smart play is Xfinity. They've got everything a football fan could want. Go long. Don't get sacked by DirecTV. Oops. Xfinity is your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified, authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal, blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
Hey Eagles fans, stop by your local Acme markets and make a charitable donation of $1 or more. When you do, you will receive an Eagles keychain schedule. All proceeds will be donated to the Eagles Youth Partnership and my foundation, the Take Flight Foundation. Acme Markets, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles and proud supporter of Philadelphia area kids and their families.
I'm Chip Kelly, head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. You're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Live, the name of the show. Prediction time. Give us a phone call, 215-339-6709, the telephone number, Eagles and the Chiefs. And if you get it right, who knows? You get a piece of merchandise autographed by your Philadelphia Eagles. Chris in Virginia joins us. Hey, Chris.
How you doing, Dave?
All right. How are you?
Good, man. I'm going to be at the game on Thursday night, so pretty fired up about that. It's going to be Donovan Knapp getting his jersey retired, Andy Reid coming to town.
Well done. Well done. I think it's a special night for Eagles fans, really. You know, I know Donovan's performance in Philadelphia, and I think it's the same with pretty much every quarterback I've ever met, generally elicits emotions from every part of the spectrum. And there's certainly no doubt that Donovan, the best quarterback in franchise history. Chris, you ever think about what Donovan would do in this offense? This offense would be absolutely perfect for Donovan McNabb.
Oh, I mean, it'd be amazing, especially, I mean, you know, the caliber receivers, you know, not undermining James Thrash, Todd Pinkston, or those boys, but, I mean, the quality receivers they got now in the high-tempo offense, it'd be amazing to see what, especially with the Jim Johnson defense of those days. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, and I really have been here long enough to appreciate victories, and Donovan McNabb was all about winning. So, great quarterback here, deserves to have his number retired, deserves to have immediate induction into the team's Hall of Fame, and it's going to be an interesting – now, I will say that I'm not particularly focused, nor am I expecting to be focused on Andy Reid. I don't know. How do you feel about Andy Reid coming back? I my focus is so much on this football team. You know, Andy Reid's just another visiting coach, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you could say he's another face in the crowd, if you want to put it that way. I mean, I might cheer for him when he comes out, but after that, he's the enemy. You know, Chip Kelly's the new guy. Exciting things, you know, even though last week didn't go that good. I mean, it's not like we got blown out. We had a chance to win. I mean, that's all you can ask for.
Well, I love Andy, and certainly, gosh, 14 fantastic seasons for the most part here in Philadelphia, a run that the Eagles have never, ever, ever, ever experienced. And I wish him the best of luck in Kansas City, but I hope he gets his doors blown off on Thursday night.
Exactly. I hope we smoke him, you can say.
Give me a prediction.
Yeah, let's go 33-28. Before I leave, Davis, it's a funny thing. I work at a golf course up here and had a gentleman call in looking for a green jacket that he lost from a course in Philly, and I recognize the voice. I say, hey, what's your name? And he says, Ron. And I say, are you the Ron from Virginia who calls in the Eagles Live? Sure enough, it was him. Told him, you know, I'm Chris from Virginia, so kind of a funny Eagles Live.
Bizarre. Thanks, man.
Yeah. Hey, have a good day, Dave.
You got it. We had a chance to see Ron down in Jacksonville, the great Ron Lofton and his son, who's a U.S. member of the U.S. military and also a wonderful guy. I get such a kick out of these Eagles fans, all you guys, all over the world. And we've done this, started doing this piece, Celebrity Corner, and we've had some more famous Eagles fans, and they are just like everybody else. They go through their game day rituals. They scream at the TV. They get happy. Their days are made with an Eagles win. Their days are miserable with an Eagles loss. We're all the same. D'Angelo in Houston joins us. Hey, D'Angelo.
What's going on, Dave?
How are you, sir?
Good to hear from you, man.
Good to hear from you. How's everything?
Oh, everything's good, man. I just want to call and check in with you guys.
You're pretty fired up about how Michael Vick's
flying down here in Cowboy Country.
You're pretty fired up about the way Michael Vick's playing, aren't you?
Yeah, of course. I won't rub it in too much, Dave. I just said I told you so.
What exactly did you tell me, D'Angelo?
Well, if you remember, me and you got into a pretty heated argument. Because I told you Vic would reconstruct his contract and come back, and you was like, no.
I do give you credit for that one. I did not. I'll be honest, I didn't listen. At the end of the season, 42-7 loss to the New York Giants, I thought it was the end of Michael Vick. I really did.
As you should have. Nothing wrong with that. I'm not gloating too much. Then I told you that Michael Vick would stay and prove himself that he would beat out any quarterback we brought in. And you didn't too much. I don't know.
No, you're right.
I told you that if we signed Chip Kelly, because before I was the first person to call you and say, I think we're going to get Chip Kelly from Oregon. The whole Andy Reid fire thing happened. And you was like, you didn't know too much about him. And I said, yeah, just kind of look at the guy's offense. We signed Chip Kelly. And I told you Mike would thrive in his offense.
Well, there's no question he is thriving, making very good decisions. Hopefully continues to
make very
good
decisions.
We got to
keep it up, though. Two games ain't going to prove my point. Right. We need more.
Right. I'm with you. But the numbers are very impressive.
We got to have more. You know, I'm just ready for Thursday. I mean, I know it's a short schedule, but I'm excited for Thursday because after Sunday, we need to get back on a winning record ASAP. We need more football ASAP.
I hear you. So what's
going to happen?
You're the one who's the great prognosticator. What's going to happen?
You know what, man? I think this is going to be our first real test. I think this is the first real test right here. Because if anybody's going to get ready for it, it's going to be Andy Reid, man. And the Chiefs, they're not the Chiefs of the old. They're the Chiefs of the new. So I really think that we, as far as offense, we got to go pedal to the metal. I hear everybody calling and talk about clock management. Look, man, let's be real with ourselves. This is our first year, and we have a problem with scoring too fast. How many times have we not scored at all? So
Who's saying the Eagles are scoring too fast?
You know, we could slow down a little bit, but I'd rather score the points that we need. I think we need to go pedal to the metal offense. And the defense just come up with a turnover. I mean, Phillip Rivers has been shredding everybody apart this season. He was killing the Texans. When they get in the pick six, they would have beat them.
Right.
So it's not like it's something new that he did to us. You know, he did it to the Texans. And I think their Texans defense is pretty good. So hopefully, you know, we go out there, put up a lot of points, and just wait for some on defense to come up with a turnover.
Give me a prediction, D'Angelo.
31-28. Win by field goal.
Another bond burner. D'Angelo, good hearing from you, man.
Yeah, Henry gonna make it this time. We got it, brother.
You got it. Thanks so much. I think that we all have to prepare ourselves for that kind of season. It is going to be one that is long games. It is one that is going to be filled with roller coaster emotions within the game, big plays. I haven't heard the complaint that the Eagles are scoring too quickly. Now, obviously, at the end of the game, a lot of talk about the way the Eagles use the clock, but too quickly, keep scoring. That's all that matters to me. Bob in Virginia joins us on Eagles Live. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Hello?
Hello. How are you, Bob?
I'm having real trouble hearing you, Dave.
Okay. Go ahead and talk, Bob.
All right. Well, then you can hear me.
Yep.
How do I feel about Andy Reid coming back? It's just another coach of another team. I'm so happy that they're retiring Donovan's number. I was lucky enough to be at the draft, and I was not part of the crew that went up and booed. We took a train out of Princeton Junction, sat in the very back, and watched it all unfold. So it's a special moment that they're going to retire his number. And when you ask how he would be, or so the previous caller said, in this offense, well, you know, the McNabb of, say, 04, I think in his prime, this would have been his offense.
I think I personally believe that. I mean, when you look at these highlights, I mean, look how mobile and elusive and how he was able to shrug off would-be tacklers. I think any offense would have been good for Donovan, but I actually thought the West Coast offense was very good for him. It minimized mistakes. The Eagles did not turn the football over when Donovan was here. And, heck, won a lot of football games. So, kudos to him. Bob, tell me your prediction for the game.
You're not going to like it. 24 for the Chiefs, 23 for the Eagles.
Well, then we're not going to put you down on the list. How about that?
No, I can't call in.
No.
Sugarcoat. I think Andy's going to come in with a better defense and win.
Okay. Bob, let's hope you're wrong. Thank you for the call. All right, well, you know, I'd love to take one more call because that's kind of a bummer. I feel like Bob bummed me out right there. And, I mean, I understand we all have different – but you can't win the contest unless you correctly predict an Eagles victory. All right, let's get this – we've discussed these rules for many years. JR in Chicago certainly knows the rules. JR, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. Here's the rules. The rule is you never bet against this Philly team.
Well,
so my
all,
prediction day
yes.
is 26-24 birds.
The reason
I say that, Dave, let me get this. I'm still kind of trying to balance out the Jekyll and Hyde of this team. And what I mean by that, we're second on offense and 30th in defense.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know Kansas City has a pretty good defense. So it's going to be close, but I can't go against my birds. 26-24, great Eagles day.
Thank you, my man. JR, thank you for the call. Well, that's better. All right, we take a little break. We still have a lot to get to today, including a look at the Kansas City Chiefs and some memories of five as we look ahead to Thursday at halftime. Donovan McNabb honored. Also take a look inside the locker room and hear what the players are saying about a certain Andy Reid's return to Philadelphia. We're coming right back. Eagles Live, the name of the show. More to come in just a moment.
Hey, Philly, what are you drinking?
We're drinking Dunkin'. We're drinking Dunkin'. Go, Eagles!
Dunkin' gives me the boost I need.
Pumpkin iced whipped cream, perfect for fall.
Medium hot, cream and sugar.
No other way to drink it.
America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Ready for a little fun? You could scratch your way to instant winning. Play the Pennsylvania Lottery's new instant game, $1 Million Spectacular, with five top prizes of $1 million. It's kind of fun to knock it out of the park. Keep on scratching.
Hey, Philly, what are you drinking?
Dunkin' all day. Go Eagles!
French vanilla, hot or ice. Love them both.
Iced, of course.
Hot coffee, extra cream, extra sugar.
My city, my coffee. Philly runs on Dunkin'.
America runs on Dunkin'.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of long weekends and longer retirements. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
Jerry Azzanero, defensive line coach, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
All righty, we're back. Dave Spadaro with you. Eagles and the Chiefs on Thursday night. What a wild, wacky, and quite short week. Players getting their rest in on Monday. A light workout yesterday, a workout today. Trying to get as fresh as possible physically for the Kansas City Chiefs. An outstanding team coming to town. We're going to take a look at them in just a bit. First, want to go into the Eagles locker room, talk to some of the offensive players. Eagles ranked second in the NFL in total offense. Michael Vick's been terrific. LeSean McCoy, obviously outstanding. The Eagles offense going against a tough challenge. The Kansas City defense is no joke. They've shut down Jacksonville. They did a great job on Sunday in their win against the Dallas Cowboys. And the offensive players also understand that Andy Reid is on the other sideline. So a lot of emotion, a lot of challenges on the field for the Eagles offense on Thursday.
That he knows the personnel?
And the and the quarterback and what you guys like and what you don't like.
I don't think it's that much of a problem at all. I think we're running a completely different offense than anything he's ever done here. Guys are being put in different positions and situations than we ever were with Andy. It's a completely different offense.
What would it be like, you know, going against his team on Thursday? Is that something you're looking forward to?
I look forward to every week. It's not like I'm looking at this as, you know, this is an awesome, this is an extraordinary game. You know, it's, I look forward more to the Redskins because that's an individual opponent that makes more of a difference on whether we're making the playoffs. But every single game in the NFL matters, and I'm approaching it like it's a Kansas City Chiefs game, not that we're playing former coaches or anything else.
It's not quite demanding for you.
You know, we paid attention to it when it first popped up, and but again, you know, you can't get caught up in that. You know,
your family,
yeah, they'll all be in town and everything, but I mean, that's not going to affect – you can't let that affect your preparation, your focus, the way you handle every single week. If you're letting that affect the way you prepare for a football game, you're not going to be very successful probably.
Cool to know that, hey, listen, he's coming from college and doesn't really know all the facets of the game, and he's kind of learning on the job too. Is that fair to say?
No, that's not accurate. He's put a great coaching staff around him, around himself, and the stuff that he's doing offensively. But I know a lot of pro coaches can take notes from, you know. So there are certain things that all of us make mistakes, and he was just saying just that. I'm not reading anything more than that. He said he made a mistake on something, and that's the type of guy he is. If he said that, then it just shows the type of person.
Jason, how do you guys physically get ready to play just 4 days after a tough game on Sunday?
Well, you try to back off a little bit when it comes to certain type of practices, and mentally, the game Thursday will be won mentally, and who prepares the best. You know, as far as classroom work, both teams are going to, you know, kind of back off on the legs a little bit. And you just got to be more prepared and prepare for their looks. Even if you don't see it in practice, you got to be willing to take the time out and examine what they do.
Jason, you guys are obviously as an offense conditioned to go fast and always to go as fast as possible. Does it make it hard sometimes to slow it down, to go slower when that's what the game calls for at that time?
At what time?
Like late in the game, if you're trying to milk a clock.
Why would we milk a clock? We're not winning.
No, I'm not saying yesterday, but yeah. There might come a time where you have to do that. I mean, well, you had to do it against the Skins a little bit.
We turned the ball over, and we was going actually really slow, and I turned it over versus the Skins. So that situation hadn't presented itself, and I'm pretty sure once. You know, it does, that coach will do what's necessary. And we're not a firm believer, nobody is. You win games, you don't try to lose, you know, not to lose. You gotta go out and win in this league. The teams that try to hold on to wins and playing scared, they usually lose.
Jason. That's how he's been since the day he got here. He's a real person. You know, he knows that he makes flaws just like the rest of us do. Or has flaws just like the rest of us do. So, I mean, owning up to something that you didn't know or whatever, I don't think it's that crazy. You guys just aren't used to it.
I mean, you realize he's learning on the job, I guess. Like, you guys are learning new offense or whatever. It's that kind of the mindset. Even though it was, having Michael in there would have probably helped you a lot.
Yeah. I mean, with the rules of the game, you know. You had to go up for a play.
Todd, how tough is this for a player when you have a game on Sunday and then 4 days later you have another game? But, I mean, these are normally the days where you're recovered and now you're out there practicing.
Yeah, it's tough, but they're in the same boat as we are. They played on Sunday, too. It's not like they had any more time off than us. So it's been like that the last 3 weeks, you know. When we played San Diego, they played on Monday night, too, the week before. So it's not like we're going against a team that's got more time to prepare or rest than us.
Thoughts on seeing Andy and what the place is going to be like on Thursday night?
Imagine it will be loud just like it was this last week.
Be strange across and seeing him on the other side of it?
Yeah, I mean, things happen like that. Other players go to other teams and stuff like that. You know, it's just like one of your friends getting traded or cut, picked up by somebody else. So it'll be different. I don't imagine I'll probably pay too much attention to it. I'll be playing a game.
Shady was saying that, you know, they may have put it in the box and tried to take him out, but pretty much showed that they can take one dimension out and you guys can still be pretty lethal at times. That's got to be a pretty comforting fact, knowing how dynamic this offense can be, even if they try to shut down one area.
Yeah, I mean, I think we were able to do some good things, obviously. I don't think we played very well in the first quarter, and I think that's initially what ended up losing the game for us.
We'll get into the Kansas City offense in a bit and the challenges that the Eagles defense will have on Thursday night. Through two games, the good thing is that the Eagles defense taking the football away. What's been tough, Eagles really allowed the Chargers to move up and down the field, didn't generate a lot of pressure up front. San Diego, a big offensive day against the Eagles defense in game number two. What does game number three hold on Thursday night? We go to the defensive side of the football in the locker room for their reaction.
going to be a great experience for a lot of guys who are new, you know, I mean, to the NFL and these rookies and stuff. And, you know, because this is going to prepare you for the future, you know, when it comes down to having short games like this. You know, they know that they got to – this is a kind of a mayday time of getting recovery and, you know, fixing the mistakes you had in the game and as quickly as you can and doing it in a timely manner.
Well, we had a lot of opportunities to get off the field, and we didn't. And some of those small mistakes became big plays, and that's kind of what you're referring to. But I know after last week we weren't as good as we thought, and after this week I know we're not as bad as, you know, we think. So you just look at the film, see what you did wrong, and you can't make those mistakes again next week.
We're not really worried. You know, a lot of people didn't expect us to do like we did the last game. We just got to keep getting better. You know, it's just we can't take no plays off. You know, every play is critical, you know, and we just got to get off that field, you know, when it's time to get off the field.
You know, I think early on he was kind of getting us. He'd come to the line and he'd check, and then we weren't really, you know, using our disguise as well. But later in the game, you know, we started to make a little bit of improvement. You know, just kind of holding our disguises on our defenses and then getting at the last second, getting to where we were supposed to be. You know, a guy like that's a veteran that can really know what we're in based off of our disguise, it's hard to really just stop him completely. But, you know, I think we did an okay job, but we got
to
be better.
You always want to be able to help your team in any aspect that is. And, you know, just sitting out that game, I just wanted to be out to help the team. But now that I'm cleared and ready to go, just very excited to get back at it and get to the game on Thursday.
I feel like I tackled pretty well. Like I said, I still feel like that can get better. I feel like I made, because, you know, out there, you know, every player saves to communicate. And I feel like at a communication standpoint, you know, sometimes I did good. But like I said, I still can get better at that. And that comes with seeing the whole field. But overall, I still feel like I can do better, you know, just overall. And I feel like basically this week right now, we're starting today, that's what I you know, went out there and basically worked on at practice.
This is a team game. You know, my piece is, you know, on special teams right now, and I'm trying to do as best I can. And, you know, and it's a 1/11th of the defense. You know, everybody has a hand in this. It wasn't just the secondary. It wasn't just the linebackers. It's not just the D-line. Everybody has a hand in this whole thing. You know, Phillip Rivers had time in the pocket. In our DBs, we gave him too much room. Linebackers, you know, gave him a little too much room. Antonio Gates and, you know, and Danny Woodhead. So, like I said, everyone had a part in it. And it's not just the defense. You know, it's a team game, and, you know, we had opportunities on offense. You know, we had a couple drops, you know, a couple things that didn't go here, missed field goal. So, I mean, everybody had a hand in this, and that's why it's a great team game. You know, when we all play great like we did at Washington, it's a beautiful thing. And when we don't, we come up short.
Big one for the Eagles on Thursday night. We take a look at the Kansas City Chiefs next. And obviously get some reaction from you as the Eagles close in on game number 3 of this 2013 season. Dave Spadaro with you. We're coming right back on Eagles Live.
Hey, Philly, what are you drinking?
We're drinking Dunkin'. We're drinking Dunkin'. Go Eagles!
Dunkin' gives me the boost I need.
Pumpkin iced whipped cream. Perfect for fall.
Medium hot, cream and sugar.
No other way to drink it.
America runs on Dunkin'.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
Philly, what are you drinking?
Dunkin' all day. Go Eagles!
French vanilla, hot ice. Love them both.
Iced, of course.
Hot coffee, extra cream, extra sugar.
My city, my coffee. Philly runs on Dunkin'.
America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
One more!
Come on.
One more, let's get it, let's go!
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
One more championship.
You're the boss of your life. In charge of long weekends and longer retirements. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
I'm Bill McGovern, outside linebacker coach, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
The Eagles and the Chiefs on Thursday night. Dave Spadaro joined by the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles. Mr. Merrill Reese, before we get into the obvious questions and conversation about Thursday and the retirement of Donovan McNabb, the return of Andy Reid, let's talk about Sunday's loss, Merrill, and your reaction to a tough one.
Have to stop the other team, and that's what they couldn't do. The offense, exciting, left some points on the board, as Chip said, but there were some positives. The big positive to me, and this is after two games, is that the Eagles are taking the ball away from the other team, which is something we didn't see last year.
Okay, but so, we know that, but they're not stopping.
They're not stopping the other team.
So how do you, and we, you know, you hear all these calls to do this. What realistically, what can the Eagles do other than keep working at it and try to get better? There's really no magic answers out on the streets. They're not going to revert to the 4-3. They just got to kind of get better at this scheme.
No, Ronnie Lott is not suddenly coming out of retirement. That's not going to happen. But, you know, we knew going into the season, Dave, that this was a work in progress as far as the defense was concerned, that this was going to take something that wasn't all cured by the middle of September.
Right.
I think this defense will continue to get better. I have a lot of faith in the knowledge of Billy Davis. I know he will do everything in his power to make this defense as good as it can be with the personnel that he has. But I think it's going to take another three or four weeks.
How good can it be?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Jim Johnson.
We've seen a lot of defenses over the years.
Jim Johnson used to have a magic number, 17.
17 points.
He used to say, we'll hold them to 17. If you go over that, you'll win more games than you'll lose. I don't think you can take that number 17, but I think if this defense, now this may sound wild, but if this defense can guarantee that they will hold an opponent to 28 or less, this team will have above 500 record.
The bar has changed a little bit, bro.
Yes. The game has changed.
Yeah, I know.
A lot.
It is ridiculous. I actually thought Kerry Williams was at time. I mean, I know there were three penalties on him, and I liken him to Al Harrison in a way, very aggressive.
Well, he's feisty.
Yeah, and he's physical, and there's going to be penalties there. Were any of them ticky-tack? Were any of them a little...
Mike thought so. Mike Quicks thought that the one in particular should never have been called. But he's got that great mentality that you need, and then this week you have Bradley Fletcher back. I think Brandon Boykin has already displayed the talent that he has. I think they're going to be okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that you're going to come up with the great 1991 Eagles defense. But I think they'll be okay.
As long as they stay aggressive and stay in that mode of taking the football away, to me, going into this thing, it was going to be a high-risk, high-reward defense that maybe punches the ball out a couple of times and gives the offense a chance. We've seen the offense in two games, Merrill, and it's been not perfect for sure. A lot of room for growth, no doubt about it. But, boy, the possibilities are huge.
Very, very good. Very exciting. Michael Vick playing at the top of his level. I mean, he's just playing great football. With a quarterback rating of, I think it's
119.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he and his decision making, Dave, has been outstanding. Just the read and react play that he ran in for the touchdown, where he took off to the outside, and of course Shady McCoy threw that seal off block. Just a pleasure to see. And Michael is not throwing the risky passes. He is not against throwing the ball out of bounds from time to time, rather than take the risk. I think he's playing terrific football.
Clearly, defenses want to take LeSean McCoy out of the running game as much as possible. The Eagles react to that on Sunday and go to the passing game. You see LeSean, terrific, 5.6 yards per carry, 119 receiving yards so far. He is the player that defenses say, we've got to slow this guy down. So the Eagles need to develop other weapons. DeSean Jackson is obviously
very good.
Well,
he's more than just a weapon. Yeah. He is a just a lethal weapon against the defense. He's just so exciting to watch. You know, if he keeps this up at his current pace, he'll have 128 receptions.
Do you think he can do that, Merrill?
No, I don't think he'll have 128 receptions. But you know
what's
what?
What's your over-under, Merrill?
100.
100 receptions, honestly.
Yeah.
You think DeSean Jackson can have 100 receptions?
Yes, I do.
Wow, that would be so out of the ordinary around here after the spread the ball around.
Well, they haven't had a 100 reception guy, but he's got 16 receptions in two games.
Yeah, we haven't seen that since T.O. had, 77 in 2004. We see what DeSean has done here early in the season, 18.6 yards per reception. Yeah, it's huge. And why not? I mean, so can a defense then, Merrill, double-team DeSean Jackson and load the box against LeSean McCoy?
No.
Can you take them both out?
No, you cannot.
Okay.
You cannot. Or if you do, Brent Celek and Zach Ertz are going to just kill you.
James Casey had an opportunity, was open, throw was low, difficult catch, he didn't come up with it. Is there a place for James Casey in his
offense?
Sure there is.
There are a lot of plays in a Chip Kelly game, and James Casey is going to make his mark at some point. Almost did with the touchdown the other day that just got away at the end, but he's a good football player, and he's a guy that Chip Kelly will find ways to use.
Merrill, my sense after the game was that Eagles fans were disappointed in the loss, but in the big picture, they're really kind of keeping this thing very hopeful. They see progress being made. They see that what Chip and his coaching staff has done has improved the team. The offensive system clearly works. A different kind of feeling after a loss.
Oh, absolutely. But again, it was a dagger through the heart watching them set up and kick that easy field goal to win it. And it hurts. This is a passionate city. So they react after every win. They're flying high. After every loss, they are really hurting. And I think most of us felt that this was one game that they let slip away, that they could have won. But that happens every season. There are the games you win that are gifts, and the other games that you lose where you are the gifter.
Some of the things that are special about Thursday, Merrill, the return of Andy Donovan McNabb at halftime. Let's start with Donovan at halftime. Your feelings on number five, is time here as a quarterback, and then the honor of having his number retired?
Well, I'll make it easy and tell you that Donovan McNabb is the most productive quarterback in the history of this franchise.
Well, that's no kidding. But I mean, is he the best quarterback in the history of the franchise?
I think he was.
Yeah,
I really think he was. If you look at the overall fact that he got this team to five NFC championship games, got them to a Super Bowl.
Look at
Donovan
the record.
McNabb.
Look at the record. 98 wins.
Yeah, absolutely.
62 losses.
Yeah, that tells you everything you need to know. That's more than Donovan McNabb in that record. There are a lot of other people involved, too. The offensive line, the defense.
The quarterback, yeah.
But Donovan McNabb,
coach, yeah.
But I think, yes, the answer is yes. He is the best quarterback in Eagles history.
Your feeling about Andy coming back, from your perspective, I mean, you're broadcasting the game. Will you go seek out Andy prior to the game?
I'll go down on the field when I have an opportunity because I have to do some television before the game. And if Andy is there, if he's anywhere near, certainly I will go over and give him a big hug. I got to know Andy very well over those past 14 years, and I respect him as a coach, and I like him a great deal as an individual. He's a great guy. He's a wonderful man, and he will always be a friend.
Yeah, and a great coach here, the best coach the Eagles have had. I got to believe, Merrill, that he's not going to spend a lot of time hugging and handshaking and doing all that. We know how focused Andy gets, how unflappable he is. I don't see him being distracted by the circumstances.
No, Andy will. He has a conference call. I know what he's going to say. He's going to say, it's not about me. It's not about Chip. It's about the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. And he will try to take the spotlight off of himself, but he really can't.
Does his familiarity with this Eagles personnel, some of the members of this roster, Michael Vick, does that help the Kansas City Chiefs on Thursday?
Sure, to a point. But Chip Kelly knows that Andy Reid knows about certain players, and he will try to take them out of their tendencies.
Yeah, so he'll come after Michael with a blitz. Got to believe that, right?
At times.
Off the edge.
At times. But the way Michael is reacting this year, he may just burn them on it.
Yeah, it's been great. It's going to be a great matchup.
I'll tell you this. Dallas scored 16 points. the Eagles could double that.
Yeah. Well, if they double that by your calculations and the Eagles defense lives up to the standard that you've set, the Eagles will
28
win
28 points.
32 to 28.
Yeah, I'll take that.
It's going to be a while to get this defense. I'll take 30.
You know,
I'll take
you know what
one.
We're not talking about, though? We're not talking about special teams. And the team's coverage has been so much better this year. I'm going to tell you, I made a prediction last night to Howie Roseman on his show. I have a feeling that number 13, Demaurice Johnson, is going to break something Thursday night.
Okay.
I don't mean a bone or a leg. I mean, he's going to break a punt return or a kickoff return.
It would be great to see. Special teams have been so much more aggressive, sound, improved. If Alex Henry could have just fallen on that fumble.
Yeah, if.
If ball bounces in a lot of strange ways. Merrill Reese, we thank you once again, as always.
My pleasure.
For joining us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Maybe I should get that.
Maybe you shouldn't.
Brian Urlacher?
I'm back to defend you from DirecTV's latest offer. With DirecTV, your bill more than doubles after a year.
Not cool.
And they lock you into a two-year contract that could cost you over $3,000.
That's a lot of cheese.
That's why the smart play is Xfinity. They've got everything a football fan could want. Go long. Don't get sacked by DirecTV. Oops. Xfinity is your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Ready for a little fun? You could scratch your way to instant winning. Play the Pennsylvania Lottery's new instant game, $1 Million Spectacular, with five top prizes of $1 million. It's kind of fun to knock it out of the park. Keep on scratching.
Hey, Eagles fans. Stop by your local Acme markets and make a charitable donation of $1 or more. When you do, you will receive an Eagles keychain schedule. All proceeds will be donated to the Eagles Youth Partnership and my foundation, the Take Flight Foundation. Acme Markets, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles and proud supporter of Philadelphia area kids and their families.
It's the end of an era.
All the parties, the stories.
I'm gonna miss your smell.
You were my first.
What?
I knew it.
It's true.
Oh man, I'm sorry I broke your leg.
I wrote a song. Sorry. Here we go.
Keep the good times going with the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Here we go.
Whoa. Check out this new couch.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA. Use it for all it's worth.
Hi, I'm Jeff Stoutland, the offensive line coach, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
We're joined now by ESPN contributor and, of course, a valued friend of PhiladelphiaEagles.com, the great Adam Kaplan. Hi, Cappy.
Hello, David.
How are you, buddy?
Good to be here, David.
Good to be here, too, buddy.
That's right.
Let's get some. We're going to talk about the Chiefs extensively here, but let's talk to some of the fans first.
Sure.
215-339-6709. The number, Gary in Southwest Florida, calls us. We are taking predictions, of course, and if you win, you get a nice piece of merchandise autographed by the Philadelphia Eagles. Gary, good morning.
Hey, am I allowed to win twice in a row?
Of course, always.
Hey, it's a pleasure, really, talking to you guys. Excuse me if I'm being redundant because I missed the first part of the show, but do you remember a guy named Vinny Curry?
Heard of him.
Yes.
Witness Protection Program.
Yeah, you know, I heard Chip say several times,
according to the fans,
that this guy is a real pass rusher personified. Well, he didn't use those words, maybe. But it seems like he's the forgotten guy.
Well,
and we sure could have used him against, San Diego.
Well, against San Diego, I guess I understand. I mean, Adam, I guess you could speak to it more. Why is Vinny Curry not active on game days?
There are a couple things. First of all, when you play a 3-4,
the role of the three down lineman is very simple. Stop the run. You're playing two gap. The outside linebackers are the pass rushers. It's completely different than the 4-3. However, with Vinnie Curry, you saw in limited snaps in the preseason, you gave him a little something up front. You'd like to find a package for him, Dave. You could give him 10 to 15 snaps a game, and that's all you could really give him. He's limited. He's not a run guy. You've got to stop the run first. And I'm telling you, this is what the way personnel guys look at it. But to me, is Damian Square a guy you could look at and say, does he give him a pass
Have they
rush?
Been productive up front, Adam?
I think the rotation is good. This game, they did not get there. No one got there. But against the run, they still weren't good either. They were not good against the run. Ryan Matthews.
Now, you're playing against a Kansas City Chiefs team that, I mean, that kind of belies what Andy Reid has done historically. Mm-hmm. This is a team that's led by Jamaal Charles. The running game. So is Vinnie Curry a good fit in this game on Thursday night?
I think when you look at Vinnie Curry, I think he could help them, okay? Maybe 10
I know
plays.
I know Adam. I know what Gary's saying, but
yeah, against Philip Rivers, I really think it was a glaring omission.
I agree. Gary, I couldn't agree with you more. I thought it. I've been asked 1,000 times about this, and I totally agree that Vinnie Curry, they need to find a role for him.
But let's all acknowledge this. As much as I love Vinnie, I think he's a terrific kid and a good, he's not going to change the defense. The woes in this defense to me are in the back four more than the front seven.
I agree, but you need to get pressure. When the quarterback drops back 50 times and he's only hit once, that's an issue.
Yeah.
You need someone who can get to the quarterback, even if it's a small package, 10 plays, find somebody. Brandon Graham, Gary, I'd like to add as well. Maybe give him a little bit more work.
It's a crazy thing. I'm sorry, but I felt like I was going insane when we weren't getting any penetration.
No, I agree with you.
Gary,
give
me a prediction for Thursday.
All right, it's a tough prediction there, boy. I'll tell you, but I'll take the Birds 28-17.
Thank you, man. Thanks for the call. We'll take some more phone calls, 215-339-6709. Predictions. This is our final show of the week.
Ah.
So get your calls in. Let's talk Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs, Adam, and we'll get to that. We're going to get a little deeper into the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Good football team, much better. Actually, no, I expected them to turn things around.
I had them at 8-8 or 9-7. The coaching last year was a struggle. They only had 2 wins. They drafted well. They signed the right free agents. And he really believes in free agency. They spent some money in free agency. In fact, a lot. They made the big trade for the quarterback. I like what I've seen. And the screen game will be enormous with Jamaal Charles. And he's bringing back that screen game. He did it on Sunday. Charles caught a pass for a touchdown. They've got to be very disciplined against this guy. He's outstanding. They do not have a good backup running back. It's all about Jamaal Charles.
All right, Kevin in South Carolina joining us this morning on Eagles Live. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Just want to go ahead and get my prediction out
okay.
of the way. I'm going to say 63-33. Yes.
96 points did he say?
63-33.
Write it down, Dave.
So you are expecting, Kevin, that the Eagles are just going to go up and down the field on the Chiefs, and that the Chiefs will pretty much do the same thing to the Eagles.
Yeah.
Okay. Really? You think that's the way that – do you realize if that's the way this season goes, this team will set a record for in every offensive category and perhaps every defensive category the other way?
I have a lot of faith in the offense, but I think the defense is slack. But I do think that they'll turn it on later on in the year, the defense will. But they will give up 33 points to Kansas City this week.
All right,
yeah,
well,
I agree. No, they could score, Dave, at will, I think, at times.
This Eagles team.
The final three quarters, they left plays on the field. Early on, I didn't think Vic got off to a good start. The timing was off a little bit. But, man, the final three quarters, yeah, you don't want to take field goals, but they moved the ball very, very well. The Chargers didn't stop them. They stopped themselves.
Yeah, we'll talk about Kansas City's defense here as well. Mm-hmm. I there's going to be games where the Eagles are not scoring at will. There's going to be games where the defense will have to win it for Philadelphia, and in fact, will win it for Philadelphia, right?
Oh, no question. Yeah. No question. You saw the first half of the first game. They were incredible defensively, and then second half when the Redskins had to throw every down. But what you're concerned about now is the discipline. Now, if the discipline does not get better with the secondary, they're going to give it up 30-plus points.
When you say discipline, you're talking, are they jumping out of their lane assignments, their route assignments?
Getting a hand on the wide receivers. They can't run scot-free open or over the middle. That cannot happen again. That was a big issue in this last game.
So all those little jerk routes, they were just coming in.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I mean, Gates destroyed them with his route running. Eddie Royal, of all people, who couldn't catch a cold last season, has 5 touchdowns in 2 games. They ran a couple pick plays in the red zone. That worked. They were really prepared, this coaching staff for the Chargers. You got to give them credit. You always have to give the opponent credit. They were tremendous. Although the game was still close, though, and the Eagles fought to the end.
Chris in New York joins us on Eagles Live. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Spuds. How are you doing?
All right. How are you doing, buddy?
All right. Adam, glad of you to join us today. No ESPN today?
No, man. This is the ESPN-less week, man. I'm here for the website and post-game show with Dave. And
Mr. ESPN hotshot over here.
Yes. I was happy to see him on there. I'm not going to lie.
It's like our friend is all grown up.
Oh, please. Anyway, Chris, what do you got?
I'm hoping, you know, I'm a big McNabb fan, so I'm hoping to see a nice little ceremony with
before
the game.
It will be.
And I like the Eagles' chance a little bit this week because, if I'm wrong, the Chiefs don't have a big tight end, so that should, you know, I think the.
I want to see Travis Kelce, though. I want to see Jason Kelce's brother.
Amazing that again, we are talking about tight ends hurting the Eagles.
Yes.
Michael Kendricks battled. But Antonio Gates still has it, doesn't he?
You know, they tried to double-team him. I did notice on the tape a little bit. But, again, he stop route, going over the middle. You saw Malcolm Floyd before he got hurt. He had 100 yards in the first half. They've got to get more physical with the Chiefs. And, you know, Dwayne Bowe's a big physical receiver. That's something they're going to have to do. I'd like to see them play more press. They were too soft in their coverage in the first half. They let the Chargers receivers and tight ends run free. That can't happen. I'm sure that Billy Davis is a veteran coach. They're going to make adjustments. And then Donnie Avery, who could run a little bit, you can't let him run either.
Right.
Very true.
Chris, what are you thinking on Thursday night?
Well, I got to go with my Eagles. You know, I like Andy Reid, but he's going to have to lose 31-24.
And the reaction from the fans when Andy walks on the field, what do you think it'll be, Chris?
I think it's going to be mixed because I think there's a lot of fans, almost the same thing with McNabb. I think there's some fans that hate him and there's some fans that, you know, respect
what he did.
How
could you hate Donovan McNabb? I mean... The guy won football games here.
I think they blame him for losing the big games, but they don't realize he's the guy that got us to the big games.
He's one of the guys. I mean, I'm big on the win as a team, lose as a team thing, but I get you, Chris. It's kind of the way it is with every quarterback. Thank you very much for the telephone calls. Let's speaking of Donovan McNabb, let's take a look back at just a long and very prosperous career with the Philadelphia Eagles. Adam's going to stay with us here. But now we kind of segue to Donovan McNabb and a look back at a great run with Philadelphia.
So Donovan McNabb, the Eagles' top ranked choices at a quarterback.
Goes McNabb. He's looking. He is lofting it for Chad Lewis. Touchdown!
Donovan McNabb has just thrown his first touchdown pass of his NFL career. Fourth and 26. McNabb is back. He's looking. He is firing. And it is caught by Freddie Mitchell. He does have a first down.
I think we opened up a lot of eyes right now across the league and let everybody know this Eagles football team, man. It's not over. Yes, we continue to play well together, man. Trust the man next to you and you see what can happen.
Yes, sir, man.
Keep working hard, man. Hard work on three. One, two, three.
Hard work!
Houston.
It is complete to Chad Lewis.
The Eagles, for the first time in 24 years, are headed to the Super Bowl.
What are you drinking?
We're drinking Dunkin'. We're drinking Dunkin'. Go Eagles!
Dunkin' gives me the boost I need.
Pumpkin iced whipped cream. Perfect for fall.
Medium hot, cream and sugar.
No other way to drink it.
America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Hey, Philly, what are you drinking?
Dunkin' all day. Go Eagles!
French vanilla, hot or ice. Love them both.
Iced, of course.
Hot coffee, extra cream, extra sugar.
My city, my coffee. Philly runs on Dunkin'.
America runs on Dunkin'.
One more! Come on, let's go, yo! Go.
No!
And one more!
One more time! Come on!
One more! One more, let's get it, let's go!
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of long weekends and longer retirements. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
We welcome in Donovan McNabb. Big day for him. The announcement, of course, that Donovan retires as a Philadelphia Eagle. He has immediate induction into the team's Hall of Fame. And no one, again, will wear number 5. Donovan, you've gone through the whole circuit here, the press conference, all these interviews. And all kidding aside, because you are a joker, great moment. I mean, a dream moment comes true.
It was. It was exciting. Being a part of this, obviously, with Brian Dawkins, and now to be mentioned with guys like Reggie White and Jerome Brown, Chuck Benderick, big names who have played here and left their mark. And to now look back and reflect on the years that I spent here and know, first, that no one will wear my jersey number, and to know we did some great things.
Yeah. Do you reflect a lot on the career?
I do. When you watch football now, it's kind of, I'm like the old guy. You know, it's like, yeah, I used to play. Mm-hmm. And you have some young kids, it's like, I don't remember you. It's like, yeah, just check on the website. You might see my name. But I just love football. I love sports in general. And to be a part of a great organization like this and to be surrounded by great players, it says a lot.
When do you think you won over, looking back? When did you win over this football team? I have my idea. I wonder if we share the same vision there.
I don't know. It might have been in the cafeteria in 99.
No, well, it was 99, but here's my theory, okay? Teams coming together.
Yeah.
3-11. You start the last, well, you start the last six games.
Right.
Patriots win. Injury.
Yeah.
Bye week. You come back and you beat the Rams. And I thought that was such momentum going into Andy Reid's second year.
That was a great dissecting, you know, 99. And I agree with you. I agree with you. I thought later in that year, I thought we formed more of as a football team. Obviously, guys learning new offense, learning new defense, unfamiliar faces. I thought throughout that season, guys got a chance to get to know each other on a personal level. The bond began. And I thought later as the year continued on, we saw what type of football players that we had. You know, the things we were able to do. When you beat the St. Louis Rams, I believe they went to the Super Bowl that year and won the Super Bowl, we look back on it and say, you know what, we play with these guys. We can compete with some of these teams in the NFL. And I thought that's how we approached that second season.
Donovan, there were some times that you said some things that it took a while to understand. And one of them is this. You didn't like to be referred to as a running quarterback.
Yeah.
Because why? Again, my theory, you want to be referred to as a complete quarterback.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. See, we were on the same page. That Donovan McNabb show still resonates,
I tell you. But, you know, I think it's you're taken away from the player. You know, no one wants to be known as just a great catcher. No one wants to be known as a fast guy, a great hitter. You know, you want to be the complete player. You want to be the quarterback. So you want to be known as one of the best quarterbacks. And I think that's why we play the game, to be recognized as such. You put all that extra time in, you're putting that extra work in to be recognized as one of the best. And while you're doing that, lead your team to a successful season.
What will the next month and a half be like? September 19th is coming pretty quickly here. You got to put a lot of things together to make that night, you know, truly special.
Well, you know what? I'll be working. Mm-hmm. I have a job.
Everybody tune in.
I have a job.
Four kids.
Fox, NBC.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing about it is when it comes closer and closer to that day, I think that's when the energy, the adrenaline started to kick in. Because coming out of that tunnel for the last time pretty much will be one that I think we'll all remember.
Mm-hmm. Will you hear the fans? I know you won't cry, but you did all your crying today.
Yeah.
But will you feel the energy from the fans, do you think?
Absolutely.
Did you feel it when you played?
You know what? I did. Especially in the introduction. Hey, we enjoy running out of that tunnel.
Yeah.
I won't crawl and do all the stuff Doc did.
That's Doc, right?
That's not me.
Okay.
But just to be able to run out of that tunnel one more time and then go on that side and see the big guy who'd be dressed in red. Obviously, I dressed in red too. Mm-hmm. How fitting. but, you know, I just think it will be exciting for me and the family.
What was the key to your success here?
My teammates. They were the key to my success.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Thank you.
And it's the truth.
Absolutely.
You're only as good as those around you. Donovan McNabb, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations. More to come with Donovan McNabb as we celebrate the retirement of jersey number 5.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Maybe I should get that.
Maybe you shouldn't.
Brian Urlacher?
I'm back to defend you from DirecTV's latest offer. With DirecTV, your bill more than doubles after a year.
Not cool.
And they lock you into a 2-year contract that could cost you over $3,000.
That's a lot of cheese.
That's why the smart play is Xfinity. They've got everything a football fan could want. Go long. Don't get sacked by DirecTV. Oops. Xfinity is your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Ready for a little fun? You could scratch your way to instant winning. Play the Pennsylvania Lottery's new instant game, $1 Million Spectacular, with 5 top prizes of $1 million. It's kind of fun to knock it out of the park. Keep on scratching.
It's the end of an era.
All the parties. The stories.
I'm gonna miss your smell.
You were my first.
What?
I knew it.
It's true.
Oh, man, I'm sorry I broke your leg.
I wrote a song. Sorry. Here we go.
Keep the good times going with the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Here we go.
Whoa. Check out this new couch.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Hi, I'm Jeff Stoutland, the offensive line coach, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Big challenge for that man, Jeff Stoutland, on Sunday. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan, we're going to get some final thoughts from Adam on the Chiefs. But first, Chip Kelly holding a press conference this morning, his last media availability prior to Thursday night's game. And here is the best of the best from Chip Kelly this morning.
We obviously had to make an adjustment this week. When you play a game on Sunday and you got to come back and play a game on Thursday, that's the one that really adjusts your schedule. Just because you only really got three training days. You got Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then you got to go play a game. So we've adjusted the schedule. We were out yesterday. We'll never be out. No one is out on the practice field, training the day after a game, but we had to yesterday. Now we're trying to get into 2 days before the game mode. Tomorrow's day before the game mode, and then we got to go play. So we did adjust the schedule, but we knew it before the season started. So, and when you look at Kansas City, they're the same way. They went Sunday, Sunday, Thursday. We just went Monday, Sunday, Thursday. So we had an 11-day deal. They got a 12-day deal. So after the Chargers game, we came back to work that night. So our entire staff here was pretty late on Sunday night putting the game plan together. It's kind of tough to game plan itself because you kind of get a lot of thoughts going around in your head of, are you game planning for the Chargers? Or you get that in down. Now all of a sudden we're starting to game plan for the Chiefs, but we haven't played the Chargers game yet. So our plan originally, and we stuck to it, was we immediately after the Chargers game came back to work on Sunday night. We have all new starters everywhere. The only guys that played last year were D'Amico and Kendricks and Fletcher Cox and Trent Cole, and Trent's playing a new position. So, with the whole new staff coming in, it's going to be different. Kerry wasn't here last year. Kerry was with Baltimore. Pat Chung was with New England. So, when you have a transition, there are growing pains, and again, it's a change from a system, from a wide 9-4-3 to moving to a 3-4, and it's a change in personnel, and that's always going to happen. So, the only way you could not change it is if we kept every player that was on last year's team and ran last year's defense. So, I'm not going to predict what I think they're going to have. I'm calling the play, and we're getting lined up, so it's not, hey, Mike, I think they're going to be, watch out for cover one, cover two, cover man. They may blitz, they may not blitz. I think you just, I can't warn them about everything. So I think, if you get into that, because they're not deployed, they haven't lined up yet, and we're trying to get our play in and let Mike get set. He has a pre-snap routine that him and Coach Laser work on all the time that Mike goes through and, locating the safeties and where we're going with things. So there's not a whole heck of a lot of communication except for what the play is. A lot of time when you get to, in the Redskins game and in some of the games, if you go to 11, then they're in nickel, And so a lot of times it becomes a match game. What matchups do you want to be in? What matchups, do you think are more favorable to you? And that's really, you're kind of looking at how people try to defend different formations and different sets to try to get tendencies in terms of how they're going to, deploy their personnel. So sometimes you by your personnel can at least dictate what's going to be in the game. And I think that a lot goes into that thought process. I would think anybody that understands personnel, Andy was here for a long time with those guys. So if you know what they're good at, but he doesn't know our scheme, so how we deploy those guys. So, he may have some little ins and outs. I think it's just, there's a familiarity. Obviously he's familiar with Trent. He's familiar with D'Amico. He's familiar with those guys, but the scheme defensively has changed. The scheme offensively has changed. The scheme special teams has changed. So I think from maybe just how fast a guy is or to some of those things from a physical standpoint, I know he's probably got a real intimate knowledge of the guys on this team. I have great respect for Andy. He was a head coach here for 14 years. And if you're a coach in the NFL, anybody that coaches at one spot for 14 years, you kind of look to them and say, holy smokes. And then you just walk down these hallways and look at the championships that were won here, the division championships, conference championships, and what he's done. And he's had a huge impact on this organization. I got a ton of respect for him. There's not a lot of guys out there in this profession that, have carried themselves from a coaching standpoint when you get a chance to be around them like Andy Reid. And I got all the respect in the world with him. So It's exciting to get a chance to go compete against them, and should be a lot of fun.
That's Chip Kelly. This is the updated headlines. A short week in the schedule, not only for the players, but for the coaches. Quick turnaround for Thursday night. Eagles on the practice field yesterday, today, and then a light walkthrough tomorrow. How much can they change in just 3 days of practice? Defense, a work in progress. They go from 4-3 to 3-4. New players, new coordinator. Be patient, Eagles fans. And yeah, Chip Kelly happy with Michael Vick. A 119 quarterback rating. It's been outstanding. Four touchdown passes, two runs, and zero, count them, zero interceptions. Thursday night halftime, Donovan McNabb to have his number 5 retired forever to be put into the bowl at Lincoln Financial Field. I'm sure those who were in attendance on Sunday saw the retired jersey numbers hanging from the rafters. Great look in the bowl at Lincoln Financial Field. And then our game day coverage begins at 4:30 tomorrow with Donovan McNabb, exclusively on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Adam Kaplan joins us. We've talked a little bit about the Chiefs. Let's get some final thoughts here. A team that I think, when I look at the first two games, unlike a lot of teams with Andy Reid, very defensive-oriented, beating up the Jaguars, taking care of business against those Dallas Cowboys on Sunday.
Yeah, I think that when you look at what Andy Reid has to work with, he came in here actually to Kansas City and had some good defensive players, but they had to be coached up better. And you saw that Bob Sutton's doing a great job, the former linebackers coach of the Jets. Dontari Poe is having a breakout season, a former first-round pick. Scott Piola, I remember talking to him a year ago about this, and he loved Poe because he loved the athleticism. And at some point, he thought that the raw ability would mature, and it has already.
Raw ability? Well, yeah, he does it. He was called a workout warrior, wasn't he? He had that great
combine the
workout.
The tape was unbelievable. I've never seen anyone 350 move like that, 340. So he's a player. They already had a really good linebacker core. Former Eagle linebacker Akeem Jordan starting on the inside next to Derek Johnson, who's an outstanding player. Their pass rush ability with Justin Houston and Tom Bahali is outstanding. They're very disciplined. Dante Robinson, who missed last week's game due to a personal issue, he's back. He's their nickelback, believe it or not. Eric Berry's one of the better young safeties. They have an outstanding defense. Very
disciplined. So how do you beat him? How do you beat the defense? What is it? If you're Chip Kelly, what are you scheming to do on Thursday night?
I think what you're going to do is you're going to get the screen game going again, get LeSean McCoy involved. They got to run the ball more. They got to possess it more. The defense has to get off the field. If they're not off the field, they're going to lose this game because Jamal Charles is an explosive running back. The one problem that she's having offense, it's hard for them to grind it out. Charles is not that type of back. They do not have a number 2 back that could grind it out. So I think it's somewhere where if the Eagles are disciplined on defense, they'll come off the field. Dave, another thing is the Chiefs are not throwing the ball downfield at all. They're running a true West Coast offense, which is completely different than they did here with the downfield Andy Reid West Coast offense with DeSean Jackson, Jeremy Maclin, and others. So that's going to help this secondary, which got torched last week. No
the,
question
the
about
it. The Dontari Poe question is an interesting one. Big, strong, powerful, over-the-nose player, over the center player,
right.
Who dominated Travis Frederick last week. Dallas Cowboys had a couple of sacks. Jason Kelce is not the biggest physically imposing center. Is he stout enough for Poe?
It's a technique thing. When you're trying to stop Poe, you got to have violent hands. Kelce has violent hands, but Poe's way bigger than he is. He's athletic as you've ever seen at the nose tackle position. It's a great challenge. And they do run a 3-4. The Eagles have already faced two teams that run a 3-4, so they've got that experience. It's going to be a challenge. I do not see this a crazy high-scoring game like we've seen so far. The Chiefs are not going to be throwing the ball down 50 and 60 yards downfield. They're going to be throwing it in the intermediate areas. This could be the game where Travis Kelce, Jason Kelce's brother, actually plays. He's been hurt a little bit. That's going to be the challenge for the Eagles because Dwayne Bowe is very, very physical. One of the better receivers who Andy Reid loved. I remember in the 07 draft I wrote about it. He loved Dwayne Bowe. Now he has him. Bowe got that big contract. They're going to have their hands full with Bowe. He's a big physical receiver.
We will hear from Andy Reid later in the day. Make sure you check on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. His conference call scheduled with the Philadelphia media for early this afternoon. All right, big weekend for Eagles Television Network. As always, we hope you're checking out the shows, whether you're in the Philadelphia area or online here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. There you go. Football Frenzy inside the season. Eagles Unscripted and the Eagles Game Plan Show. As far as our coverage on Thursday, it begins at 4:30 with the Donovan McNabb exclusive that we have right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And we will have you covered with a kickoff show starting at about 7:45, 7:50. We're going to have to plan that out because, honestly, it's been such a short week. We haven't gotten that far. far ahead. And then post-game, Adam joins me along with Jeremiah Trotter for the PhiladelphiaEagles.com post-game show.
That was awesome. I got to say, that report, was awesome.
Thank you. Presented by Rico.
Trotter was awesome.
At Lincoln Financial Field on Thursday night is Hispanic Heritage Night, the McNabb retirement ceremony at halftime, the whole shebang. Fireworks, the unveiling of the number 5 up in the rafters. Oh, baby, it's going to be great. Make sure you stay clear on game days. New bag and clutch policy in effect. And congratulations to Jennifer Rodriguez, recipient of the 2013 NFL Hispanic Heritage Leadership Award. Things to do in Head House Plaza before the game. And make sure you get in for Giselle Tavera, the singer of our national anthem. And the Philadelphia Police Honor Guard presents the color guard on Thursday night. We thank you for joining us today here on Eagles Live, PhiladelphiaEagles.com. No show tomorrow, but we will have you covered tonight with our Eagles update. And then tomorrow, make sure you tune in. It's time to look ahead. It's Eagles and the Chiefs on Thursday night. We get you covered all the way to and through the kickoff as the Eagles look to get to 2-1. For Adam, I'm Dave. We thank you for joining us. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.
Keep pushing, hey, keep fighting. You're gonna step it up. I'll fight for you. Let's go.